Nafmen Beis Omer Aleph by the Mishnah. The last Gemara we just learned was that the Gemara came out of Maskana that Netilas Yedayim of Mayim Achroinim is considered as man that once you do that, then it's ma'ak of you from continuing to eat until you make a bracha. That's Gemara said, take it from the Netila, bracha. Right after Netilas Yedayim, you have to make the bracha and you can't eat anymore. And then Tosfos says, "Hu adin havlo nevorech is already this man," meaning we're retracting from the siluk hashulchan and from the removing of the bread. What makes it that you cannot eat without a broch anymore? The gemar of the suda is the havlo nevorech or the mayim achroinim. Zok the Mishnah. Birech alayayin shalafne hamozin, potas yayin shalach hamozin. So, amol the meals were as follows. There was the main meal, obviously, is when you wash. A meal means you wash. A meal means the tils adam hamoitzi. But before they washed and they had hamoitzi, they had a type of, like they call today, like a smorgasbord, that all types of dishes to start off the meal. Maybe till people got together in order to eat together in one place. So first thing they had was they had wine. They had some hors d'oeuvres. They had all types of things that you ate. Pargios, all types of things you ate before you started the meal, before the Netilas Yedayim. And then, before you benched, again there was another type of having wine again and having small dishes again. That's going to be called La'acha Hamozin, not after Birchas Hamozin, but La'acha Hamozin means after the meal, before you benched. So there were two times, it was a main meal, and then before that there was like eating going on, wine.
Sounds like they ate pretty good.
They ate pretty good. Very, very. There was a few course meal, but there was, even before the etzem meal, there was yayin lifnei, and there was yayin la'achar, before birchas hamozin again. Now maybe in a different place even. Zog the Mishnah. Birech ala yayin shelfnei hamozin, if someone made the hagofen, on the yayin before you washed, before the mozin, potas yayin shelach hamozin. You don't have to make hagofen again on the wine that you have now before your bench. Again, they had another type of time they had wine. Birch ala paperesh el fnei hamozin. Likewise, there were all types of dishes that they had, dogim and small little fish and entrees that they had before the mozin. Potres el paperesh el ach hamozin. Likewise, you don't have to make a brocha to the paperesh that takes place after the mozin, after the meal, before the benching. Birch ala pas. Oh, so let's see Rashi before. Zok Rashi. No yagin hoy lo hobi koyde machilat. Before they even had the meal, before they washed, they had a cup of wine. Like we have Kiddush on Shabbos. We have Kiddush as wine before the Netilah. Kiddushin lekamon. Keitzat seder ha-sebo. Umevin lefneim pal perois. Laham shekachila. In order to whet the appetite, in order to have be matik the oichel, they used to be mamshech the achila, give pal perois before the mozin too. Kegoin pragiois, which is chicken, v'dagim, v'achach mevin ha-shulchan, and only then they brought the shulchan, which is the main meal. And when they finished eating after the gemar, and then again they ate and they drank small little dishes, wine again and food again, paparois, umayin oichlim, paparois, and then they had again paparois. Now the paparois over here, Rashi says, were a little different. Kisni, those already kisni, the malu, the liba, the lachmonios, little breads. They didn't wash again; it was still part of the meal, but it was achamozin. This all took place before benching. So when you make a bracha on the food before the mozin, the yayin or the paparois, all this patas, the paparois and the yayin that you can have after the mozin before benching. Dr. Mishnah Vaita, birich ala pas, if you made a bracha on the pas, which is the bread, potas paperes, then avada the paperes that you have at the end of the meal, which Rashi was marked there as lachmonios, is opgepatted. However, the opposite, ala paperes, if you made the broch on the paperes before the meal, which Rashi was marked there as pagios dagim, which means small little chicken and small little dishes and small little fish, so birch ala paperes, loy potes hapas. Then Yavari is going to have to make a broch on the pas. Paperes is not going to pat to the pas. Obviously not. One is shahakol and one is hamoitzi. Beshama oimrim. Afloy Maisa Kedera. And the Gemara is going to explain what Bishami is going on. Bishami says that Birch al Paperes not just is not going to pat the pass, it's even not going to pat the Maisa Kedera. We'll see soon what that means. So the Mishnah, the last din in the Mishnah, the next din, Hoyu Yoishvin, if they were sitting together, Kolecha Mavarach La'atzmoy. So Rashi explains, Yoishvin, Beloy Hasebis Mitois. shmutim al tzidein smoilis al mitav va'ochnim v'shoysim be'seba. They used to eat be'seba together. There's a tziruf lying down like we do on Pesach be'seba. So hayoyishvin if they're not beisiv. So then there's no connection between the two people. So kol echad mevarach la'atzmoy. So every person has to be mevarach for himself. Zog Rashi, the ein kvas suda b'loya seba. Then you can't be kaveya that I'm going to make a birchas hanenin and I'm going to be moitzi you. By birchas mitzvahs, the Rishonim explain this. By birchas mitzvahs, or Pnei Yeshua explains this. He says, by birchas mitzvahs, there's a connection automatically because of arvis. So I don't have to be b'seva together. I can make a birchas mitzvah without being connected b'seva. When it comes to birchas hanenin, to be considered one, so then, and there's a mile of one. B'roiv amadas melech, there's a lechatchila tekedin that one should make the birchas hanenin. As b'roiv amadas melech, so that is only b'seva, then there's a connection. Now, by bracha rishoyna, it would require two people. One to be moitzi the other to be considered together. But when it comes to birchas hamazon, it would require zimun. That means after three people, that's when you see the connection. Now this is really the din of echad mevarech lekulon is a din of b'roiv amadas melech, which is a chiddush of even if you know you to bench yourself, even if you know to daven yourself, even if you know to make the brach yourself, there's a mile of b'roiv amadas melech, which is going to the goyin very strongly lechatchila dekadin. That's the right way of doing things.
Now Tosis points out over here hesebu echad mevarech lekulon. Our connection is when we have a meal with bread. You don't need hesebo to be connected through the pas. They used to eat reclining, so they needed hesebo to connect the two people. Eli Yeshiva Shalonu Bashenkin, us sitting down around the table, have a kvius lonu keseba didu. It's like their hesebo. That's what it used to be then. We eat on one table. One table connects the two people. As a matter of fact, the Rosh brings b'shem yesh mefarshim. The hesebu means a lashon of soviv l'shulchan around the table, and that's our hesebu sitting around the table. However, Zaktei says, "Umi b'nei adam oichlin b'derech." If people are eating while they're walking, v'holchim v'leyoshvu, then each one bent davens and makes a bracha and does everything on their own. Zaktei says, "Kasha den v'im toimar ma'ishnud b'mugmer." By mugmer later, the Mishnah is going to say, when you make a special bracha on the spices on the senses, so even if they're not together, one of the baruch lekulam. And that's what he says, because mugmer, everyone is nana together from the senses that are being burnt. So mele, there's a connection automatically because of the hanor. The Tosis before that says, Birch ala pas, potas a papyrus, you made a bracha on the bread, you patted the papyrus. So Tosis says, we're talking about the papyrus in the Suda, within the Suda. Not the papyrus afterwards, because then, dvorim aboim la'achal Suda, of course they need a bracha on their own. And then he argues on Rashi in the Taichim papyrus. Rashi says, it's mine dagim in pargios, which is shahakol. So frektor oibazoi, what's the tzad that Birch ala papyrus, that it shouldn't pat the pas? Of course it doesn't pat the pas. One is shahakol, and one is hamoitzi. So Tosis argues and he says, Papyrus is talking about pas tznuma bekara. It's a type of dish that's mezoinus. And that's the chiddush, that it doesn't have twisted in hamas, so it's not hamoitzi. But the chiddush is, birch ala papyrus, loy potas hapas. Even though it's a bread type of dish, but mezoinus doesn't pat to the pas. Zog the Mishnah Vayitim and Beis Amud Beis.
Bolehem yain b'toy chamozoin. Now we continue with the wine that's brought during the meal. If the wine comes now during the meal, kol echad v'echad v'vorech la'atzmoy. Over here, we don't say that one of them is moitzi to others. Acha mozoin, but if the wine that comes after the mozoin, which we said is before benching, but after the meal, echa mevarach lekulam, then already one person is moitzi everyone else. V'hu oime ala mugmar, and the person that made the bracha on the wine after the mozoin, he already makes the bracha on the mugmar, which is the spices that they burnt in order to walk away from a meal with a fresh sense, incense that they burnt. So he already makes the b'yom and ebisomim.
Even though the mugmar is only brought after the birch samozin, and there's no connection to the meal, still the one that made the bracha on the yain, he makes the bracha on the mugmar. So Gvashi La'acha Asuda, the mugma is only brought after the Suda, La'acha Birch Samozin, She'eino Mitzorcha Asuda, it's not part of the meal anymore, Afilo Ochi, still, Misha Birech Ala Yayin, She'hischa B'brochas Achoin is going on. The one that made the broch on the Yayin, he makes the broch on the mugma. It's Ke'ena Din of Maschel B'mitzah, Oymil Gamar, we tell him to finish it off. And the Chiddush is, even though there's a hefsik of Birch Samozin, we tell him to finish it off, like Tosis says over here.
Zog die Gemara, Oma Rabba Baba Chana, Oma Rabbi Yechanon. Oma Rabba Baba Chana, Oma Rabbi Yechanon, Lo Yishonu, Ela B'Shabos, V'yom Toivim. This din, that Yayin Lefnei Amozain, that the wine that you make before the meal, Patas, the wine of after the meal, before Birch Samozain, is only on Shabbos and Yontif. Why? Hoyol V'odim Kaveh Sudos Ala Yayin. On Shabbos and Yontif, you're Kaveh Sudan on Yayin. So Rashi, what does it mean? You kaveh asud on yain. The daite leishav acha mazim v'lishtois. You have in mind that later to drink too, before birchas mazim to drink again. V'chiborich bereisha daite doch chiborich. This is what you made a bracha for. Every time we make kiddush on Shabbos, it's the same thing. We make kiddush and we have in mind all the wine during the meal and before birchas mazim too. Avol b'shayim ois hashona, mashen ken shayim ois hashona, mevorich al kol kois v'kois. If you stam, we're not kaveh al yain. So then you drink a cup of wine. And drink a cup of wine later, you have to make a broch again on HaGofen. It's every kois, Zogt Rashi, to have a k'nimlach. It's as if you didn't have in mind, there's a big yisoid in Hilchos Brochas, you're a nimlach. If I never had in mind to make this brocha, even though it's the same food item, to continue eating it, so you have to make a brocha again. It's like nimlach. Every time you drink is a new shtir, it's a new start. Shabbos is different. Shabbos and Yontem, you're kaveh on the yayin. That's part of your suda. As a matter of fact, the Rambam says in the Shabbos, in Perek Tes, that Paraglamet Alokhates, the Rambam says that you have to Mekadesh on all Gimel Sudas. Just like we Mekadesh, we do it in the first and second. We're not Mekadesh by Shalosh Sudas. The Rambam says that Shabbos V'yontav is a din of Tibkaveh Alayayin, meaning Kiddush. We in Reish Nun, we say that we're Mahadah to drink wine by all three meals. But that Mekadesh, that the Rambam says. I'll call upon him. Shabbos and Yontav is different. Over there, one Kois of Befeah Mozin patas the Kois of La'acha Mozin. Because you have it in mind, so it's not considered that you're a nimlach. Zog di gemara weiter, itmar nami. Omer Rabbi Bar Mori, Omer Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Lo yishonu ela b'shabbos v'yom toivim. Only on Shabbos and Yontif, then the yayin shel lefnei hamozen, patas, you don't have to make a kofen again, the yayin shel acha mozen. U'b'shor she'odim yoytze me'beis ha'merchatz. When a person leaves the beis ha'merchatz. U'b'shas ha'kozis adam, that's also a time that they drank an abundance of wine. It was healthy after bloodletting to drink wine to replenish the blood that you lost with Akoz Adam. So your kaveh sud al yain, that's it becomes like an ikker. So then taku, one cup is not nimlach and the other cups. Avul b'shayim ois hashona mevorech al kol kois v'kois. The din of nimlach requires you that every kois needs a new bracha. Zok di gemara rabbe bar mori ikle levei rove b'choil. He came to him in a weekday. Chaz yedaborech lefnei hamozoin. He saw that he made a bracha on a weekday, meaning even when you washed, obviously. He made a bracha on wine before birchas hamozoin, lefnei hamozoin, before the meal. He made a bracha. So that's the first time he drinks the wine. V'hodaborech lach hamozoin. And he saw he made a bracha on the wine again after the meal, before the benching. It was in a weekday. So he saw he made twice a bracha. So that's correct. Omele yasher. Like the Eibishah told Moshe Rabbeinu, Yashu, Koyach Shashimato, Yashu. It's correct, you're doing the right thing, because over here it's like a Nimlach in a weekday. You're not comparing yourself on Yain. The Chayin Omer Reb Shua ben Levi, like the Gemara said before, that in the weekday, you don't have a das on the other cups, so in the weekday, Takiyah Mevorach al Kokois Vekois. Zog the Gemara weiter, Reb Yitzchak by Yosef, Ikkel Levei Abai B'Yontif, you came to him on Yontif. Now in Yontif, it's like Shabbos, where you have in mind all the wine that's following. Chazi de Borach al Kokos Vekosi, so he made a bracha on every kois. And so, why should that be so? After all, on Yontif, it's like Shabbos. Omalei lo yisovalei ma'al lohod Reb Shua ben Levi. Don't you hold of Reb Shua ben Levi's din that said that on Shabbos and Yontif, then you don't make a bracha on every cup of wine because it's all considered a kviyas, and you had it in mind automatically? Omalei nimlach hano. I'm different. I'm nimlach. I'm a nimlach dika. Zog Rashi. Eini rogel likvoy asud al yayin. I don't drink wine. I'm not going to be kaveh suda. I made a yayin before the mozen, and it's yontif taka, but I do not make a yayin. I don't usually drink yayin again. I'm not a losh, so to speak. I don't drink wine. So I'm nimlach. I punked the habit to drink another cup now. So may I drink, make another bracha. Now this is a very important yesoid in a din of nimlach. There's a stomadic, a person is akula kosa on Shabbos and yontif. Stomach, you're not nimlach. Unless you have a head you had in mind, I'm not planning to have it anymore. Kufay and Dalit. If you das a beferish just on one cup, then you consider it a nimlach. Now this din nimlach is negeya. Every time a person, not negeya to washing. A person goes to his closet and he's at night. He goes for a midnight snack and he takes a bite of something. He makes a bracha. And then he leaves that room. Then he goes back again. He didn't have in mind to go now, and especially if it's the same bracha, but a different food item. He didn't. If everything is befonov, if you're sitting down by a meal, and you have three shahakos in front of you, there's a stomach on all the shahakos. You make one bracha on everything. But when you go and you're taking something, and now you're nimlach, you walk out and you take again, so then you have to make a bracha again. Especially if it's a different food item. Once you have, one food item with a shakal and another food item with a shakal. It was a nimlach. You had no idea you're going to take that snack again. Nimlach is shiny. Zok di gemara. As a matter of fact, there's a tesis on before and daf mem aleph on the base. And the bottom tesis brings a machzav vitri that says, the mevorchen lemayim bruchah b'chol pam v'pam afilu b'teich asudah davak nimlach. Every time you drink a cup of water, you have to make a bracha again, a shahakal, even in a suda, because it's nimlach, because you don't have in mind to drink water. Water is only litzamoy. So now I'm thirsty. I'm not thinking about later. So Machzavitri holds that it's every time you have to make another bracha. We don't pass like that, but upon him, that's how he holds b'sei chasidah. Zok demar v'ayta. Yibayelu, fek demar the following question. Bolem yayin b'teich hamozen. Now we're talking about wine that comes within the meal. Tonight we talk about wine before the meal and wine after the meal, before Bech Samazen. Wine within the meal is a different type of wine. That wine is in order to be shoyre the oichel, that the food should go down well. I'm not drinking the wine because of the chashivas of the wine itself, that the food should sit well. That's a different type of shtir. That is called lishrois, not lishtois. You're drinking it lishrois, that the food should sit. So we buy lu, bolem yain b'teich hamozoin. The wine that you drink within the meal, ma'u shi'iftar se yayin shala achamozoin. But that also patter up the wine of after the meal. That meal is already lishtois. So what's the question? Zog de gemorah, imtim tzolem habir chal yayin shal fri hamozoin, peitz the yayin shal achamozoin. The bracha that you make on yayin before the mozoin, patters the yayin shal achamozoin. Bishum dezel lishtois, vizel lishtois. Both wines are lishtois. One you drink before the meal, as an appetizer, and one you drink after the meal, as a dessert, so to speak. So both are lishtois. The one that's in the middle of the meal is lishrois. It's in order to be shoyger the Michael Shabemeyov. So Rashi lishrois achilas Shabemeyov uba. So Mela, they weren't rogel Zagrashi to drink stam wine during the meal. Only a little that the food should sit. So maybe when you make the bracha on the yain in the when you have the yain in the middle of the meal, so maybe that shouldn't part to the yain shel achamozen. Maybe not. There is no difference. Even the wine in the middle of the meal would patter the wine after the meal. Now, the Rishonim explain, the Rashba says, that the wine in the middle of the meal is not a shtir chashuva. Rashba says it's lishrois. So he explains because it's not a shtir chashuva. Because la'acha mozen, the purpose of the wine is a mashka. I'm drinking it. B'toicha mozen, the purpose of the wine is lishrois. So it's not choshev. Something that's... Correct. Helps you to digest it better. Zog the Rashba, a shtir chashuva of after the mozen cannot be niftar on a bracha that was made on an ein choshev, on a bracha that was just made lishrois. A bracha on a choshev cannot batter a bracha that you need on a choshev. The Ritva says a little different. He says that lishrois on the Michael gives it a shame oichel. And oichel doesn't batter mashka. The wine that you drink lishrois is shtia. The wine that you drink lishrois is oichel. Michael doesn't batter. It's two different things, two different dinim. That's the Gemara's question. Zog the Gemara, Rav Oma Poiter, that if you make the bracha of lishrois, it patters the yayin lishrois. And that's what we pass in Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Ayin Dalet, that the bracha on one patters the other. B'teich ha-mozen patters before benching too. Zog the Gemara weiter. Rav Kahana Amar Eina Poite doesn't. Rav Nachman Amar Poite does. Rav Sheish Amar Eina Poite does not. Rav Unav Rav Yidav Chol Tamidid Rav Amri Eina Poite does not. Eis V'Rov Rav Nachman Bolem Yayin B'teich ha-mozen. If the wine came in the middle of the meal, Kol Echad V'Echad Mevorech La'atzmoy. Back to the Mishnah. If the wine comes in the middle of the meal, then everyone makes their own bracha. La'acha mozen, we're assuming now it's the same case. After you made a bracha in the middle, la'acha mozen, ech mevorech le'kulam. So one person might see everyone. So we see clearly you make a bracha afterwards, even though you made a bracha in the middle. So we see clearly that yayin shebetoicha mozen, which is lishrois, does not patter the yayin shel acha mozen. It says one person makes a bracha for everyone. That means you make a bracha again. Even though in the middle, everyone kol echad mevorech la'atzmoy. So the Gemara says not one case, two cases. If you did not have wine in the middle of the meal, and alachamazon only afterwards, then echem avach lekulam. But there's no right, it doesn't shed light on the question, if yain shebetoich hamozen, which is lishrois, patas yain shalach hamozen.
So that's the shakav tain, the Gemara over here, does yain of lishrois, over the middle of the meal, patas the yain of lishrois, which is much more chosh of a drink, because it's lishrois, which is before the birch hamozen. Now Tosafot over here points out that let's say fakert, the wine that is drunk in the beginning of the meal, which is lishrois, that for sure is going to patter the wine in the middle of the meal, which is lishrois, which is much less. The whole question to the Gemara is, could lishrois patter lishrois? Could the yain in the middle of the meal patter the wine afterwards? But if it's the yain before the meal, which is lishrois, for sure that can patter the lishrois, which is much less. Zok Tosafot. V'nira, the yain shelefnei suda, poitas yain shebetoich suda. The wine that's drunk before the suda patters the wine in the middle of the suda, which is lishrois. And it's not, that's not negated to our sugya, which the Gemara has a fakerta shaila from the middle to afterwards. Our mashenkin the other way, when it's a yain before the suda, it's avazel lishtois vizel lishtois, then point the shapir. The lishtois can part to the yain lishtois, which is much less choshev. The one that's meant for drinking can for sure part to the one that's just meant for the food to settle. Kigoin, yain shelefnei suda, point the shebetoich suda. And this is what we do every Shabbos by Kiddush. We make yain shelefnei suda. And that part is the yayin shebetoich hasuda. You don't make a bracha again on wine during the meal. Zog the Gemara weiter, birch ala pas, pota es paperes. The Mishnah said that if you made the bracha on the pas, which is the hamoitzi, then you pata the paperes. You don't have to make a bracha on the paperes, the dish that's eaten at the end of the meal before birch hamozen. Ala paperes, the bracha that you make on the paperes pre the suda, the dish that you have before the suda, which Rashi called a shahakol, so loy pata es a pas, it doesn't pata the bracha of pas, which is hamoitzi. B'shama oimrim af loy maise kedera, it doesn't pata the maise kedera either. Zok digamor, the more explains now b'shama. What's b'shama coming to argue on Tanakama? Ibayalu. B'shama a reisha pligi, meaning, is b'shama arguing on the reisha of the Tanakama, or idilma a sefer pligi, or is arguing on the sefer? The Gemara explains. What's the suffix as follows? Does it mean he argues on the reisha, meaning, the Ka'oma Tanakama, the Tanakama says in the Reisha, Birach ala pas potas a paperes. When you make a broch on the pas, on the amoitzi, it patas the paperes, which is afterwards, at the end of the meal. Now, even though the paperes is not something which is meant to satiate you, it's at the end of the meal, it's a dessert, so to speak, still it patas it. So, kol shekein, so according to Tanakama, for sure, it would be pater amaisa kedera. For sure, something that satiates you, for sure the pas should pater. Meaning, so if the pas pater is something that is not satiating, which is less connected to the pas, so for sure it should pater is something which is connected to the pas, which is amaisa kedera. And on that, Beishama would argue on the ratio. But also Beishama lemeiman, on that Beishama says that no, loimi bayi paperes le pater pas, not just paperes, does not, meaning, that the paperis is not potter with the pas. If you make the bracha on the pas, the paperis requires another bracha. That's one that could have been Shammai argued on, because the pas is coming to satiate and paperis is not. Ela afilu maise kedera nami. Even a maise kedera, which is also connected like pas, which is also coming to satiate, still like potra, the bracha on the pas does not potter the kedera. Meaning, Beishamai is arguing two nekudas. Not just that the pas does not potter the paperis, because the papyrus is not coming to satiate, unlike the pas. Even the maisa kedera, the pas is not going to pater. And that's a chiddush of Beishamai arguing in both nekudas. Even the maisa kedera, even though it's connected to the pas, it's coming to satiate, still the pas doesn't pater it. That's one way of learning Beishamai, that he argues on this reisha. Oidilma sefer pligi. Maybe Beishamai is arguing on the sefer, on the Tanakama's words in the sefer. The katoni, Tanakama says in the sefer, birch ala paperes, lo potas apas. If you make the bracha on the paperes, if you make the bracha before the meal on the paperes, it doesn't pater the pas. So we can medayek that pasud lo potar. Dafka the paperes doesn't pater the pas because there's no connection. Ava maisa kedera potar, but maybe paperes should, it's not as much removed as paperes to pas is paperes to maisa kedera. I understand why Tanakama says in the Sefer, when you make a broch on the paperes, it does not pater the pas and you require a broch on the pas because they're very far removed one from another. especially the way Rashi learns. Rashi says that you make a bracha on papyrus, which is a hakol, it doesn't patter the pas, which is a moitzi. Tosa Nomer Aleph right away said, what's the havmina that it would patter? So that's what Tosa learns. Papyrus is a type of mezoinus. So you might think that it would patter the pas. Kamashlon papyrus before the meal doesn't patter the pas that you make when you make a moitzi on. But a kaponim, Tanakama says in the Sefer that bircha papyrus, it doesn't patter the pas. So you can be medayik, pas it doesn't patter. Because pas is totally removed from papyrus. It's hamoitzi. Avo maise kadeira potter. But maybe the papyrus is not so far removed from kadeira. And maybe the bracha on the papyrus would patter the maise kadeira. Especially according to Tosis that both are mezoinus. So on that's taka what with medayik and Tanakama, that only papyrus doesn't patter pas, but papyrus would patter maise kadeira. And on that, Beis Shammai argues, v'osu Beis Shammai l'meimah, afilu maizu kedera namu lepotar, that we make a bracha on the papyrus, not just it doesn't patter the pas, it doesn't even patter the maizu kedera, even though it's more connected to the papyrus. And that's what Beis Shammai's chiddush is. And that Gemara says, teiku, we're not sure on which nekuda does Beis Shammai argue. Does he argue on the reisha, on the two nekudas, or does he argue on the sefer?
All right, we'll stop over here by the two dots towards the bottom of Membeis Omid Beis.